Rock icon Prince died yesterday in his home in Minneapolis. He was 57. Fans have shown an outpouring of grief across the country, remembering the man who is credited with creating the Minneapolis sound, a mixture of funk, rock, pop, and new wave. Across social media, Iowa fans have been reminiscing on their experiences of seeing Prince perform live, including Tom Snee, who shared this memory with us.
I went to college in the Twin Cities in the mid-1980s and worked at my college radio station. And every once in a while, we would get a phone call in the middle of the afternoon saying, hey, Prince is going to be at First Avenue tonight to do a snap show. Tell everybody about it. And I always wanted to go, but I knew that I would never get in, because by the time my shift was over and I was able to get to downtown Minneapolis, it was the line was going to be around the block and I was never going to be able to get in. That was kind of a disappointment. But about 10, 12 years later, I was living in the Quad Cities and he performed in Moline. It was another snap show. He was it was announced about, the day before the show. And the arena was only about half full because of that. And he was doing a lot of songs from some of his more recent albums at the time. This was 1997. And I hadn't heard a lot of the songs that he was playing, but even despite that going against him, the small house and the unfamiliar music, it was still one of the two or three, maybe four best shows I've ever seen in my life. He just blew everybody away. It was really incredible.
Those who attended the Super Bowl in 2007 got a taste of the Prince experience when he did the halftime show, performing Purple Rain in the pouring rain.
I never meant to cause you any sorrow. Never meant to cause you any pain. I didn't want to one time see you laughing, babe. Only want to see you laughing, yeah. In the purple rain, purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain. Don't it feel good? Only wanna see you. Can I play this guitar?